Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cuts, a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based, available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Waste Management Phoenix Open. Let's get into it. But first, we got to talk about last week. Pebble Beach, 54 holes, live event, basically damn near. Ironic, or isn't it ironic? The first week live is back. The damn PGA Tour plays 54 holes. Ain't it fun? Ain't it damn pathetic? What the PGA Tour has become this first month, or is become, it's comical. It's pathetic. It keeps me up at night. It makes me sad. And it's a joke. It's a joke. And live isn't any fucking better because we're watching Joaquin Neiman, Sergio Garcia play in the dark while there's club music playing in the back and no one cares. Live, like, there's cool players on live, but there's no energy. No one gives a fuck. It's the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's a political. It's so bad. It's the golf world is an issue. It's a real issue, guys. Do I have the solution? No. Do I want everything back to normal? Yes. Did I lose a lot of money last week? Yes. But this is not Matt Vent time. This is give your picks for the Waste Management Phoenix Open time. Tell with caution because you got an emotional boy here. So let's bring up the slate. Let's talk Waste Management. I'm going to get back to my normal self and talk about nerdy golf stats and give you the stuff you'll like. I don't even want to recap Pebble. You guys know, I'm going to say the same shit everyone else, every other podcast said. Wyndham Clark shot 60 on Saturday. Would he have done that on Sunday? No. Who the fuck cares? Let's go on that. Let's talk about Waste. Let's talk about Waste DFS. And let's talk about Waste from a golf course. Let's talk about TPC Scottsdale from a golf course point of view. A golf course that I have had success at, betting, handicapping, DFSing, and a golf course that I like to look at the two key stats, driving and around the green play. It is the only course where that is the, like, maybe some major venues, but it is like the only course on the regular PGA Tour schedule that's just so total driving, aggressive driving paired with solid around the green play. Obviously, we get driving approach every single week, but the corollary for guys who play well here kind of fit that bill of driver putters. I mean, driver trippers, driver around the green players. Before Scottie Scheffler became Scottie Scheffler, he was an elite driver with an elite short game. And then he just became Tiger Scheffler over the next 2 years. So that's what we're going to look for. That's the build that I want to key on this week, and I'm going to give you the names of guys who I like, guys who can definitely fit that narrative, guys who will win you money this week. So let's hop into the board. Scotty Scheffler, 11-6. Xander withdrew like 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. The good thing I wait a little bit to do the show. And JT, so there's three guys in the 10K range. Now there's just two guys. And before Xander, Scotty was an auto click. No matter what you're doing this week, Scotty at 11-6 must be in your lineups. You have to find a way to build around him. So I'll go through the ranges, but at the end, you might have to skip like a range or two because Scotty is you need Scotty this week. Like you just have to build around him. Maybe he finishes T9 and he's at the optimal, but I don't see that. Like the ball striking alone and his course history and his build fits this golf course better than any other golf course. It's not a surprise why he went 7-2, 7 win here. It's a true perfect golf course for old Scotland Scheffler. So I'm not going to bore you with the Scotty stats. This is, you want to play him here. You want to plug him in at 11-6 and then find ways to be great elsewhere. Let's talk about JT. Finished sixth at Pebble. The first time he didn't break the top five in like 2 months of golf. He's been playing really good, but he has great course history. Fourth in 2023, eighth before that, 13th the year before that, third and third. He plays here a lot and he plays here well. JT is going to be giga chalk this week. JT is going to be on a lot of people's betting cards. And do we want to do the JT thing? JT gets his first win in years when the whole community's on him. I don't think we do. So I think just that alone is just a pivot off JT. So let's go down to this 9K range. Max Homa at 9,800 down to, hold on, let me see if I can fix my screen. All right. Homa down to 9,800 down to Wyndham Clark, PGA Tour winner. Wyndham Clark at 9K flat. So some guys in this range that I really like for sure. Max Homa, kind of dealing with some things. He didn't look great at Pebble. He finished 66th at Pebble, which was his worst finish in a long, long time. But he plays here a lot, has a top 10, but no crazy Max Homa course history. He's not like a course horse here. But yeah, sure, he definitely makes sense. He's playing okay. I don't love the driver, though. The driver and the long irons are concerning. He's working with Blackburn, and he's doing this new left heel thing. He's trying to get more speed, which I think over time will benefit him. I mean, I hope. But he looks lost. Not lost, but he looks off with his long irons and his driver. So that's a concern at a course where you need your long irons dialed. You need your, like I said, you need your driver dialed. This rewards the aggressive long driving. So I think that alone, a pivot off of Max Homa. Sam Burns, at the right ownership, I think he's a great play. Finished sixth here last year, 10th at Pebble, 6th at the Amex. And Sam Burns is a golfer who is a very aggressive driver, and he's either really good or really bad. When he's dialed and at his best, that's he's clicking, because then he's playing out of fairways, then he's hitting his irons comfortably, and he has got a pretty okay short game. He's not the best short game. He's a good putter rather than chipper. So not the greatest course fit, but Sam Burns definitely has a path to success, especially with his field being so diluted and him flashing a little bit. At the Amex, the ball striking was really bad. He kind of just putt and chipped his way to success, but he hit the ball better at Pebble than he did at Amex. Jordan Spieth, $9,500. Four top 10 finishes in his career here, and he fits the bill of a golfer that I want to play here. Especially if everyone's going to Justin Thomas, I love Jordan Spieth. A super aggressive driver, and when he's at his best, is elite with an immaculate short game. What else could you want? High risk, high reward. I think he's an outright market guy. I think he's a big plus odds guy. I think you can definitely start your cards with him. Shit, if you want to fade Scotty Scheffler, start with Jordan Spieth. I don't think you want to do that, though, but I don't even know if you could start Scotty Spieth what you'd have left, but we'll do that later. And Matt Fitzpatrick, very interesting case because finished 29th and 10th here in his last 2 years, 50th at Pebble, missed the cut at the Sony, but he looked great in Hawaii. So Matt Fitzpatrick, he's became an elite driver. I honestly want to look at Fitzpatrick's strokes gained from Pebble. I know it was wonky. I know there was only two rounds recorded, but I want to see how he ultimately hit the ball at Pebble Beach. So, because it was a concerning finish. Max Homa. Matt Fitzpatrick lost a stroke and a half off the tee, and he lost a stroke and a half off the tee at the Hero. He hasn't gained a full stroke off the tee since the BMW PGA Championship in September. Kind of concerning because he is became an elite driver. He's going to need that driver. If he's low owned though, he has the bill and he has the narrative as that high end driver with a super high end short game to be contrarian and have a high finish. So I like Matt Fitz at 9,400 pending ownership. Sung Jae Im miscut at the Farmers and he finished not great at the Pebble at Pebble. I keep saying the Pebble. I'm going to call it the Pebble now. It's right here. The Pebble. The Pebble did not treat Sung Jae Im well. He's two straight weeks where he hasn't played well. So if you guys are listening to this, yeah, I know there's a few people in the stream, a few people on YouTube. I just interviewed Willie Wilcox, Sung Jae Im's caddy. And he was telling me how Sung Jae hasn't been hitting it well the last 2 weeks. And that was the first time he's ever seen him like not hit it well. But he said they grinded extra hard the last few days and after Torrey. And he's back to flushing it. He's back to hitting it as good as he's ever been. So I think people are going to not play Sung Jae. He doesn't have any insane course history. He finished sixth here last year, but he's got good course history. Two top tens in the last four years. Hasn't really missed a cut in a while. I think Sung Jae is a great play, great course history. So actually, I kind of am reverting back. He might be a little bit chalky, but he's interesting. He's not going to be over chalky because he's miscut and 66 at the Pebble. So Sung Jae, I think he's a great play. I really just love this whole 9K range. I'm just going to give you a case for the guy. So Cam Young, no one is going to play. 70th at Pebble. Hasn't played in a while. He played in Dubai where he gagged Sunday to Rory. Finished 33rd at the Century, 15th at the Hero. No great course history here, but this is a golf course where he has hit the ball really well. He has lapped the field off the tee, and this is a significantly worse field. If he's lapping the field off the tee again, he's naturally just going to have a much higher ceiling or a much higher floor. So I don't think he can finish worse than 18th if he's gaining four strokes off the tee. Obviously, you have to gain four strokes off the tee first. That's not just a given, but Cam Young, his best trait is driving. His best trait is long iron play. So he struggles around the green, which is concerning, but he has the top five in this field driver upside, which is definitely great. Sahith Theegala almost won this event two seasons ago. He went in the water on the 71st hole and ultimately aided Scotty to that first victory. But what is Sahith Theegala? A uber aggressive driver with a generational short game. What have I been saying for Waste Management? It's no surprise why Sahith plays well here. So, or has played well here. So it's direct correlation, X factor, XY chart, fuck around, find out. If Sahith is driving the ball well, he will play well. If Sahith is driving the ball poorly, he will play poorly. Direct correlation, if you're wondering why he's T9, gaining strokes off the tee. If you're wondering why he's T48, probably losing strokes off the tee. So that's just a question you have to play with yourself. And it's going to come down to ownership. Do you want to do this Sahith? Do you not want to do this Sahith? Extremely volatile, but good volatile. I don't think you want to play him in DFS. I think he's more of a long odds guy, bet the number, bet the outright, bet the ceiling. But especially because he's going to garner some ownership. So that's my Sahith thing. Wyndham Clark, heading into this event, I thought he was a great fit for this course. I was ready to run him out at Waste Management, but he just won last week and he's probably not going to win back-to-back weeks. But I think he's still got some gas left in the tank because you just got to think that he only just played like 36 holes of good golf. He didn't play great at the at Spyglass, and then he only played two good rounds. So he definitely got some gas left in the tank. And he's got this course fits his bill extremely well. Elite driver with a good short game, good ball striker, and he's coming off of obviously a win, and he's coming off of the Amex, which was his best ball striking performance in months. So he kind of foreshadowed this win, but he literally did it in one start. So That's the Wyndham Clark case. There's a lot of guys I like in that 9K range, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do. I'm just giving you my opinion on golfers. You have to make your own decision. So JT Poston in the 8K range down to sweet Bo Hostler. JT Poston is kind of a Nick Taylor type. Nick Taylor popped here last year, but Nick Taylor popped gaining strokes off the tee. Nick Taylor had a great driving performance here last year. And the one fault in JT Poston's game is the driver. He doesn't really drive it well, doesn't drive it long, doesn't really drive it straight that often. So if you're playing out of the cactus, you're just going to get lapped here. But obviously JT Poston's has a good ceiling. He's a great player, but the driver is an issue. And I love JT Poston. I talk him up all the time, but I just don't see this course for JT Poston. Now, the guy underneath him is going to be very chalky. Ben on at, what, $8,800? He's got great course history. He's got multiple top 10 finishes here. He's never missed a cut here in five starts, but he hasn't played the last 2 years, and he's coming in great form. And the best part of Ben on's game, driver, short game. He's a generational chipper. You would not think it because of that one chip they showed at the Sony Open when he flubbed it and made bogey when he should have made birdie on Saturday, if you know what I'm talking about. But Ben on is a great around the green player, and that's no surprise why he's never missed a cut here and has multiple top 10s. The guy below him, Minwoo Lee, was the first bet I made this week. Besides Scottie Scheffler, he is the best driver and the best chipper in the field, without a doubt. He's $8,700 because he's young and he hasn't won on the PGA Tour and he's blossoming. When Scottie Scheffler won here, he was an 11-6 for the first time. You got to take the stands with these younger guys who have shown things and shown potential. And Minwoo Lee, I believe, is the next guy. Minwoo Lee has, I did my preseason shows, and Minwoo was my pick for the Waste Management in December when I did the shows or whenever I did the shows. So yeah, I'm sticking with that narrative. I'm happy that he's in this field. I'm happy that he's still playing. So Minwoo, $8,700, every lineup. Pairing with Scotty. All right. Other 8K guys I want to, I'm not going to go through every single name, guys, that I kind of like in this range. I was impressed by what I saw from Adam Scott last week at Pebble. He hit the ball really good after not playing for a long time. Like, Adam Scott hasn't played since Bermuda, maybe? He hasn't played in a long time. And he came back and played really well. Hit the ball well. I was very impressed. Very impressed with Adam Scott. So, but the rest of this 8K range, like, the Tom Kims, Eric Coles. I tried to do Hideki last week. I guess I was off, but he's got immaculate course history, Hideki Matsuyama. So I don't know if he's there yet because he showed the signs of the Farmers and then he just did not hit the ball well at Pebble. So I don't know if I want to do it. Ricky Fowler flashed early in the round at Pebble, but he finished T47. And the game is still not in a great place for rookie. Obviously, has great course history. Corey Connors, I think, is a very safe play. Made his last four cuts here. Finished T31 at Pebble. Going to be playing out of the fairway. Going to be hitting green. So at $8,100, I think he's a very safe option. So I kind of like the upper 8K range rather than the lower 8K range. But we'll get down to the 7K range, give you some more guys I like. But before we do that, let me tell you about DraftKings. Are you looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings app now and use code SGP. New customers can turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Promo code SGP. Super Bowl 58, official partner, code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER at West Virginia. www.1800gambler.net, New York 877-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay. Let's get down to this 7K range of golfers. Let me alter my screen for you guys. Hold on. 7K range. We start with Alex Noren down big range down to Gary Woodland. I'm going to say it right now. This bottom of the 7K range has some upside. I'm not sure I want to do the Gary Woodland thing, but Ben Griffin at 7K. What has he done to be like, yeah, we're going to price you by the 7K range? He missed a cut. He never played here, but he has been. Maybe DraftKings is sharp because this is a driver-heavy golf course and his game is more dialed with the wedges and the putter. But Ben Griffin just scores, man. He scores. And at 7K, I think you're in this field, you're going to get something out of that. And the guy right above him, Austin Eckrode, he's been an absolute machine off the tee. Just playing out of the fairways. Not really necessarily long, but playing out of the fairways. Made the cut here in 2022, and he's been in the mix a few times in his young PGA Tour career. So those two guys at 7K are definitely great buys. So let's scroll up through this range and see any other guys that I want to give a nod to. I hate when my screen does this. Here we go. Okay. Still doing it. Like, tell me why this happens. Give me one second. Bear with me. All right, middle of the 7K range. Akshay Bhatia down to Seabass. Any names we like in here? I think we like Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell, his calling card is the driver. Keith Mitchell hits the driver very, very well, and he did last week as well. But more importantly, Keith Mitchell hit his irons very well. That is his X factor. If he's hitting his irons well, he's striping it. So, and he's contending. So Keith Mitchell, if he's able to hit the irons well, I'm down. I'm down for Keith Mitchell when he's doing that, and he's been proving to do that. So at 7,500, I think he's a great buy. He's made 3 of his last 5 cuts here, so I think he's a great get. Emiliano Grillo's missed 3 out of his last 4 cuts here, but at 7,500, he's finished 14th, 20th, and 7th in his last 3 starts. He's ball striking it well, tee to green, driver and iron, and he's putting really well, which is intriguing for a guy named Emiliano Grillo, who tends to struggle with the putter. So anyone at the top of this 8K range I like? I don't believe so, but I want to scroll up and really get a look at up here. Oh, okay. Siwoo Kim. Simply, this just is, it feels like a misprice, even though his course history isn't great. He has nothing to write home about in terms of course history, but at $7,800 or $7,900, it's Siwoo Kim in a field that is not Murderer's Row. Siwoo Kim's contending at Augusta. Can Siwoo Kim find himself in the final group here? Hell yeah. He is a very volatile golfer with extremely high upside. So at 7K, I definitely like Siwoo. So let's go down to the 6K range and see if I can give you a few names. I'm not going to do a deep dive because that comes tomorrow. Where is he? Where's the guy? Will Gordon, 6,400, a guy who lives and dies with the driver, but when it is popping, it is popping. It is long and straight. So I like Willie G at that price point. Also, right below him or right around him is Matty Schmid, a guy who he's $6,500, Matty Schmid. And what he does well is comes out of the gates early. He hits his He hits his driver very well. He's gained 5+ strokes to the field with his driver multiple times, and it's really impressive what Matty Schmidt can do with the driver. Other guys in the 6K range, Justin Suh, 6,600. I'm gonna keep giving Justin Suh looks at driver heavy golf courses. The best part of his game is the putter, obviously, but he's a longer and straighter driver than you would think. He doesn't have the short game to match what I'm looking for, but it is the 6K range, so no one is going to be perfect. And then finally, Vincent Norman at $6,800. Finished T56 at Torrey, but it was a very impressive showing. He is a young Swede like Ludvig. Doesn't have the same talent as Ludvig, but he is an elite driver. He hits it a mile, hits it straight, and he's probably one of the best drivers in this entire 6K range, or maybe field, honestly. He's got a high ceiling, so get ahead of Vincent Norman while you can, because he's only going to go up in price. So that about wraps it up with the preview. Let's build a lineup together, though. So let's do it. You know what we're doing. We're penciling Scotty in because he is a must click. We're just doing the Scotty thing, and then we'll go down. Who do we like the most in the 6K range? I don't want to... Let's go to 7K. I talked about Ben Griffin. I just think he's a better golfer than his price. Better golfer than his price, 7K. You know who else I said is a better golfer than their price? Siwoo Kim. I don't think this should be 7,900. He should be higher. Okay, now we have 78 left to work with. We can grab another guy from down here. I think it's going to have to be... I can see Vincent Norman getting into trouble. Also, who fits the same bill as Vincent Norman is Chris Goddard, an elite driver. And Chris Goddard has been here for the last week, like few days. He was at a concert the other day, so he's feeling the zone of vibes. I'm definitely down for Goddard. So now we have some bill to work with. This is an ugly build, but we have to build around Scotty. It's part of what we're doing. $8,300 left to choose. Kind of like Sungjae. His floor is so high, and Willie Wilcox told me that he's tripping it right now, so I'm going to do it. This is an ugly lineup, but... Kevin Yu, $7,300. I didn't talk about him, but he has proven to be one of the best drivers on tour in his 4 weeks of being on tour. I mean, 4 weeks of 2024. He was on tour last year, but he's bombing it off the tee and bombing it straight. So that will play here. That will play here, and I guess you can get him while you can. So... who else do I like down here? I talked about Ekroat. He's playing out of the fairway. He's playing out of the fairway consistently. This is a lineup no one else will be on. Scottie Scheffler, Ben Griffin, Siwoo Kim, Chris Goddard, Sungjae Im, and Austin Ekroat. Six plays that I think can definitely suit you well. So that about wraps this show up. I will be back tomorrow with the 6K deep dive, the 5 grand golf bets, and anything else you need to know. You know where to find me. Ask me any questions you would like, and I will catch you guys soon. Peace out.